The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day program with a professional staff like you wouldn't believe. We are professional broadcasters here on the Good Day program. My friends, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill. And you can always tell when Jennifer's here, this is not a slight to Kara or Victoria, but there's something about hearing Jennifer's voice that excites me.
Especially when I'm yawning.
Yes, right. Yeah. Now, that's Roberta. What, I'm here again? All right.
No, so, just yawning.
You didn't take that offensively, Victoria, did you?
No.
No.
I like it when Jennifer's here, too.
just don't drink your soup. If it tastes funny, just ignore it.
Wow, what's in your soup?
It was a joke.
Oh, really? Jeez.
When you have to explain it, it's not funny.
I know.
No, it's true. It wasn't funny even if you didn't have to explain it. Okay, speaking of things that are not funny, the Ukraine this week. You notice everybody says, nobody says the Ukraine. I say the Ukraine.
It's like
marking
the Iraq.
The United States. Aha. All right, so this was the 30th anniversary of the nuclear disaster at Chernobyl. And as I think about it, the disaster took place April 26, 1986. Worst nuclear accident in the history of Europe, certainly. The nuclear test at the plant, it was like radioactivity among cardboard. That's really what it was like. I happened to go there about 15 years after the event. I landed in Kiev. Chernobyl is about 34 miles from there. I remember thinking, because of the time, it was about this time of year, as a matter of fact, everything was green and lush. It was beautiful.
Including the people.
Very green. Glowing green.
Yeah. Everything's so green here.
And more. There's more to that than you think, actually. I remember going through the airport at Kiev, and it was like out of the Twilight Zone. I was in a group of Americans, one of the first groups to go into Eastern Europe after the end of the Cold War. And I remember going to this airport, and it was falling apart, literally. The concrete was all cracked and broken. And, you know, you tripped over things as you went into the building. And it was just really the first key, though, was landing at the Kiev airport. And I saw 40 planes on either side pushed off to the side of the runways, and people out there with torches cutting them up for parts. This is what you saw when you, you landed at the airport, all the planes.
So you landed in a scrapyard.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then talking to the people and having stories. I remember one fellow told me the story of his wife who died because of the exposure to the radiation, what it did to his family. And then you saw people who obviously had radiation poisoning that had lived. Oh. It was just incredible to see it. And the place is now, just after 30 years, getting resettled because they're, everybody get out of there as well they ought to have. It'd be hard to grow. It was fertile like you wouldn't believe. This area, this is one of the reasons the Russians want it, because they have such great soil and they grow such great crops there. But for a long time, the soil, which holds the radioactivity longer, it gets into the soil and it doesn't release, it doesn't wash away. So they had a real problem there. Now it's becoming usable again. But just to see the look on there, the Eastern Europeans are very serious anyway. Jennifer, you know that.
Yeah.
They don't have much fun. They don't laugh much. They don't have a sense of humor.
It's strange, though. I will disagree with you on one little point. You're right, except for the new generation.
Really?
When I was in the Czech Republic, the people that were like 25 and under You'd see them out on the street. They were laughing. They had a whole different air about them, a lighter. You know how you can just read someone's energy, sort of
yes.
their vibe when you're walking by
absolutely.
Them?
Yeah.
They have a lighter, more Western-style vibe to them. The older people, the ones that were there when communism, because remember, communism fell in, what was it, 1988, something like that? So anybody who's in their late 30s and beyond still have this, you know, they lived through it. So there's still that veil of seriousness. But it's funny seeing the young people have just such a much different makeup when they're standing on the street next to their older counterparts. It's so evident. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. All right, speaking of things that are crazy, this whole thing, this focus on Deflategate, as it was called, the poll, actually, the people have taken this thing so seriously. Yesterday's poll suggests after a year, or it asks you whether your opinion on Brady and the whole situation has changed. Let's see, 33% of you said, I still think Brady's guilty. 23% said Tom Brady is guilty. 20% said, no, I think he's innocent. 17% said, not sure. 7% said, yeah, he's innocent. So more people think he's guilty by a long shot than not. Here's a legal analyst named Adrian Lawrence talking about the players signing an agreement now, giving the NFL much more power over them.
The tone that they had at the oral argument really did suggest that they were going to go this direction. And also in reading the opinion itself, it really seemed to be a way as, you know, kind of knocking at the Players Association saying you shouldn't give this broad of authority if you don't want this to happen. As in, you've opened this window, now you've let all this in, you cannot complain.
Mm.
Did she just say you shouldn't give that broad so much authority?
Right.
Who's he talking about?
Here's a lady named Kelly Sullivan. It's interesting, the former owners before the Kraft people owned the Patriots named Sullivan, Sullivan family, reporting on the fans' reaction in Boston. This is something that has dominated. I'm in suburban Boston, as you know, and all of the things that have been going on this week in the world take side and back seat to this. And here's somebody describing sort of what's been going on at the stadium.
Just when Patriots fans thought the dust settled in the Deflategate saga, it kicked up in a big way.
We're dragging up the whole issue again. Unfortunately, the whole United States seems to think that we're cheaters, and we're not.
Tom Brady's four-game suspension reinstated, nearly a year from when it was first handed down by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
With everything that they had in support of Tom Brady, that it would not have been overturned. So I was pretty disappointed.
Even Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump expressed his disappointment at a campaign event in Warwick.
Leave Tom Brady alone.
As it stands, Brady will have to sit the first four games of the 2016 season, and backup QB Jimmy Garoppolo will be taking the snaps.
I like him. He's okay. But I'd rather see number 12 out there.
I think no matter who they put in there, just like when Bledsoe went down and Brady came in, I think Garoppolo will be the same way. You know, it may take him a few games to get his feet under himself, but I think he'll be fine.
Fans we spoke with, including Bill DeRozio, who met Rob Gronkowski Monday night, tell us Brady should continue his fight off the field so he can be out there when the season starts.
I think Tom should go all the way with this, because if he didn't do anything wrong, why would you not want to be vindicated?
And DeRozio told me that he tried to ask Gronkowski about this latest ruling, and Gronkowski told him that it's getting old. He doesn't really pay much attention to it, but he knows that Brady will be handling this professionally.
Gronk. Oh, my God. This is the Deflategate. I can't believe it's ridiculous. This is still going on.
When you hear about this, it's like, what? Why are we still talking about it? Now, and I think I told you about this because I played fantasy football last year for the first time.
Yeah.
And I decided to make Tom Brady my backup quarterback because he was under suspension. No one wanted him. So I picked him up and then, you know, junkie Eli Manning as my starting quarterback. And when they lifted the suspension, I was like the number one team in the league because I had Gronkowski. I had Tom Brady. Oh, and Eli was my backup. It was fantastic. So maybe I'm hopeful that they keep him suspended and then lift it just in time for my fantasy football.
Ah,
that would be
awesome. All right.
some.
That's one of the trending stories at DougStephan.com, by the way, today. Deflategate, the Kelly Ripa returned alive is another one.
Hey, speaking of both of those things, real quick, did you see what Michael Strahan said about Tom Brady yesterday?
I did not. I pay little attention to what he says.
Apparently, because they knew that this was in the pipes, that this was coming, that the Patriots actually cut Tom Brady's salary to $1 million a year this year. So when he gets suspended for 4 games, he's only going to be losing a small amount of money. But they gave him a $28 million signing bonus.
Wow.
All kinds of ways.
Smart to get around the suspension, though, right? Yeah. I mean, you're going to lose the money.
Here's what some people, we have a live tweet going, Twitter, @GoodDayShow. Kathy writes, I still think if Tom had been with any other team, he would have paid a $25,000 fine and been done with it. Matthew says, fight on, Tom. You're the king of New England. End this farce. Jordan writes, maybe to avoid all of this, NFL ought to supply their own regulated balls. Kimberly writes, they should have to forfeit the Super Bowl. Patty says the NFL spent way too much time and energy and attention on this issue when it missed the boat for a long time on issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. I think all the ladies here said that yesterday, did you not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt says we're wasting taxpayers' money to tell that Tom Brady cheated and deserves the punishment handed out by the NFL. Really? We have enough real issues in courts. But then there is some talk about this thing going to the Supreme Court. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. All right. Here's something that is not ridiculous, and that is your health, the status of your health, and how you can enhance it. Even if you are in really good health, you want to keep that healthy feeling. You want to have that healthy body. You want to have low blood pressure. You want to have blood getting to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. And that's what happens with nitric oxide levels when they are at their optimum. And you'll get the optimum usage of your body by using Superbeets, which gets the optimum level of nitric oxide into your system, opens up your arteries so the blood gets to all those important places. It improves their elasticity. Maintaining healthy blood pressure levels is the number one job of Superbeets. Professional athletes are using this, boosting their energy. You want to boost your energy all day long. You want to make yourself healthier and thus happier. If you're ready to try Superbeets, call 800-655 4183. Everybody here is taking them, liking them, using them, and sharing the ideas with people that they work with and people in their family. You will too when you get the feeling, the exuberance that comes with a teaspoon of Super Beets, dried powdered beets, non-GMO beets, put in a glass of water. Drink it, and within minutes, you feel like a better person because you have better circulation, a healthier heart and energy and stamina. Our all outgrowths of using this product. 800-655-4183. That's the number to call to order Super Beets, the superfood. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Remiss in our duty here in conversing about what's going on in your life, especially when it comes to music. We've found this past week that Prince and Beyonce have been number one and number two pretty consistently, and that's in part because Beyonce has this new album. How many good songs? Carrie, you've listened to this, right? Have you listened to it through and through, or just bits and pieces?
I've listened to most of it. It's a good. I find it's a good album to listen to in the car because it just flows really well. But this is, and Victoria really likes this one too. It's kind of a reminiscent of New Orleans jazz and country.
Yeah, I love
this
sound.
Is this Daddy Lessons?
Yeah. This one is that's that.
What do you think of this, Jen?
I've had a few Jen.
You know, I like the sound of this song. I'll tell you, my hip and happening retired mother said, you know, I watched Lemonade, and that was just, you know, she really loved it. She said it was pretty fantastic. I just think
it's
funny.
Amazing.
Everybody calls Beyonce so groundbreaking when she's used one of the, like, oldest ever, taking lemons and making it into lemonade. But
I will say, though, that this album is far different from anything else I've ever seen. From
it's not it doesn't sound as overproduced. Do you guys know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm not a big Beyonce fan, but I like this song.
Yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah, crank it up, Carol.
Daddy made me fight. It wasn't always right.
Doesn't sound a lot like Beyonce of old, I'll tell you that.
No. I think it's kind of nice for her, because normally it's just so poppy that it's great in their hits, but this is kind of probably more of a glimpse of what she wants to do musically, I would imagine. When I saw her Super Bowl performance, I thought, oh, God, we're going to have another album of all the same stuff, and I'm so pleasantly surprised that it's really different.
Can somebody help me understand her connection to Becky with the good hair?
No. Yes. One of the songs...
Thank you, Jennifer.
That's so funny. One of the songs in the beginning of the album, I think it's in Pray You Catch Me, she... basically is talking
she
about her
is
husband.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is okay. Talking about her husband cheating on her and how she's not around, so she says, I'm going through his Rolodex, he better call Becky with the good hair. And so that's, and then it became the big controversy.
Well, there was Rachel Roy and Rachel Ray and all of that stuff.
Yes. Now Rachel Roy is denying that it was her, even though she said it was. Right.
So now the next Becky is Rita Ora. Who is Rita Ora?
She's a British pop singer who's signed to Jay-Z's.
Yeah. She gets around. What is that? Does that mean she gets around?
That means she gets around.
She gets around,
Over, under. So she posted a very controversial picture of herself wearing a bra that had two lemons where the nipples would be, and she was wearing a necklace that just had the letter J. So she was obviously trying to start some controversy. It worked, and then she got attacked by the Beehive. Now she says she wasn't doing any. Yeah, she said, I respect Beyonce. I love her. I'm not Becky.
I just happen to wear a bra with lemons and a necklace with a J on.
Exactly.
Even though my name is Rita.
Right.
Great. All right. Well, I'll see what all the things we're learning about human nature. Isn't it amazing? All right, so meanwhile, is this still Daddy Lessons playing in the background?
This one's actually Sandcastles, which is a really nice ballad.
So you all are teaching me to like Beyonce. Jennifer will tell you, I wasn't a big Beyonce fan, frankly, but you're teaching me how to respect and like her music. Thank you.
Well, one thing I can say, if you ever see her live, she's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
More amazing than Madonna?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
She's got talent. Madonna has no talent.
Oh, no.
Time for a break.
That's right.
There are fine words.
28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Now at Guitarson, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
34 at the hour now on a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Wednesday is upon us, the 27th of April. Say hello to my friends, including Jennifer Horn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello,
say hi to my friend Victoria Keelan. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Say hi to my friend Kara Schillen. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
a lot of estrogen here today because McFadden's gone to, where'd he go, to nasal rest or something?
Jazz Fest, not nasal rest.
Yes.
They rhyme though, so it's almost the same thing.
Right, same thing. We're going to be joined by Kayla Gibson in a few minutes, person with business experience, and this kind of business experience is really eye-opening, ear-opening. This is, by the way, National Small Business Week, if you didn't know that. Jennifer is a small business person. I am a small business person. I suppose in a way, Victoria, you are as well. Not
sure,
small.
Yeah.
I mean, but you have a small business.
No, I'm almost 5'10", so I'm tall. I'm
really?
A tall, wow. Small business person.
Boy, you're right. When we all get together, Dougie, you're going to be like the Twin Towers are going to be on either side of you. Because I'm that tall too, Victoria, so we're going to have fun with Dougie.
Meredith,
I'm not
happy
quite there yet.
Meredith's always happy to tell me what you have. I'm as tall as you are. It isn't just height that makes
the Don't worry, Dick. You'll be the cream in our Oreo cookie.
Okay. Thank you very much. Twitter is focusing on what's trending in the Twitter world as far as, well, I gave you three or four of the things that are coming from DougStephan.com, and they're, the Ted Cruz thing. This is, let me just, before I get your Twitter stuff, Victoria, Ted Cruz is so crooked, and
lying, Ted, and crooked Hillary.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The fact that he has, I found this out yesterday, you and I were talking about, I think on and off the air, about how many talk radio hosts got themselves on the payroll of Cruz's organization and how that's affected who supported him. What kind of a scum would do that? I suppose on either side, people who are taking money from him and his giving money to people to support him.
One of the things that Ted Cruz has been really known for is running a really tight campaign. I mean, think about when this thing started and you had 17 candidates. You had a guy from the Senate who had a pocket of hardcore followers, but that was pretty much it. No one else really liked him. No one else really knew about him.
He's not likable.
And look at where he is right now. I mean, you can't take it away from him. The guy ran a successful campaign and he did
by
locking things up like this. Right.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, he raised money, and he was able to spend his money in a way where he's been able to convert a lot of talk radio media to his camp. He's now got the pundits on cable news all in favor of him because he's really kind of ingrained himself and partnered up with the anti-Trump movement. But he took a lot of what President Obama did in 2008 and copied it and even enhanced it for 2016.
Yeah, but Obama wasn't buying off talk radio people, was he?
No, but he's used the same tactics on the ground with social media. I mean, the guy really, when he came in, as much as I'm not at this point in the election a Ted Cruz fan, he has really, he's done a lot to further himself. I think his only cause is winning. I personally don't love that. I guess that's what everybody's cause in life is to win, but no. I feel like you, at what
not
cost
at any expense
is the question.
Yeah.
Right.
You win on your own merits and not through somebody else's. All right, so thank you, Jennifer, for that re-scoring of what I think is perhaps the biggest story. It won't be covered by the news media well, but it is the biggest story of his campaign anyway. What is on Twitter as far as trending materials concerned, Victoria?
One of the biggest trending things right now, we are 100 days away from the Summer Olympics in Rio. So we've got hashtag Road to Rio, hashtag 100 days out, hashtag Team USA. It's all beginning.
I'm just excited for tracking the Zika virus, Becky.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, in league with this, an unprecedented number of female sports writers assigned to the Olympics this year. I wonder if that's because the men are afraid to go down and be exposed to the mosquitoes down there. The fact that female sports writers are raising their profile, I think it's kind of refreshing and fun. I'm not a sports fan, but I think it is fun to see. And you might say the same thing, Jennifer. We talk about the ladies that are on Fox, and most of them aren't. And they're there because they're blonde and they're attractive, not because they have any news credentials. That isn't the case with most of the women that I've come and talk in contact with, talked to, or seen. They have earned their stripes. And so there are,
I would say there's a few fluff, but they get worked out pretty quickly because when it's apparent that you don't have any knowledge of the sport that you're covering, you get kind of flushed out. I think maybe at the beginning, especially, there's people who go in for the wrong reasons, maybe to meet someone or whatever.
Well,
but
apparently there's a lot of
writers I have more respect. Female sports writers I have more respect for.
Yeah.
There are a lot of broadcasters out there,
it's
and
I know
a handful of them, and they're just sleeping their way to the top. So
well,
it's
apparently
a bad name.
In light of that, there are a number of these female sports personalities or writers that are being trolled by male sports fans. There's a lot of persistent online harassment that has become prominent. So there's a group called Just Not Sports released a PSA that highlighted how bad it's getting for some of these women. Sarah Spain and Julie DeCaro are reporters. They sat in front of a number of men who were made to read some of the worst tweets directed at the two of them. The men are shaken, struggle to read the insults. Here's a sampling of that. There has been a lot of editing done here. I think Kara had to edit out some of the language because it can't be aired on the radio. But listen to what some men are writing about some of the women sports reporters like Sarah and Julie.
I'd like to start a petition for a ban on all links to Julie DeCaro's Twitter feed.
Okay.
Sarah Spain sounds like a nagging wife on TV today.
Not even married yet.
Julie DeCaro is a run-of-the-mill, mediocre beat writer. Not atrocious, not good,
just sort of there.
I'm actually not a beat writer at all, but okay.
One of the players should beat you to death with their hockey stick like the f*** you are.
I'm just reading this.
Okay.
I mean, okay, this is why we don't hire any females unless we need, unless we need our or our food cooked.
Wow.
Sarah Spain is a self-important know-it-all. Okay. There's a lot of C word.
There's a lot of C words.
In
yeah.
Yeah.
I hope your dog gets hit by a car, you
Hopefully this Julie DeCaro is Bill Cosby's next victim. That would be a classic.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't think I can even say that.
I hope your boyfriend beats you. I'm sorry.
You know, a lot of this comes from the thinking that was started or first prevalent when Howard Stern started this kind of stuff and got away with it.
I think this is all Twitter, though, Doug. This is, you know, as much as I love Twitter and there are right, so many great things about it,
we gotta,
it gives people anonymity to be bullies, you know? Yeah.
And so are we doing something wrong? Is there a disservice here? Because Twitter seems to be now one of the number one communications that we have with our listeners. We don't get phone calls anymore. We get Twitter live tweets on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, and now Instagram at Good Day Show. Are we doing ourselves and others a disservice by promoting something that is so full of this kind of vitriol and anger and horror?
It's a good question. I don't think there's an easy answer for that. No, that's a really good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now, that's food for thought. Let's think about it. In a moment, we're going to meet Kayla Gibson. He's somebody that has some expertise in small business. Next week is Small Business Week, and we want you to be prepared for that. Those of you and many, many people listen to this program, one of the things that folks find attractive is what we were talking about a few minutes ago. We're small business people, and the small business folks around the country find this program very supportive. So let's find out what is being done to support some of the small businesses from the banking side of the street in a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, 45 after the hour here on Good Day. Kayla Gibson is Senior Vice President and Head of Business Banking for Fifth Third Bank. I've been around the banking world for quite a while. So, Kayla, what sort of What changes have you seen over the years when it comes to focusing on smaller needs, smaller companies, getting them started? There's been a prejudice. I was saying earlier, you may have heard me, that I'm a small business person. This radio program is an enterprise that I started 28 years ago, and I'm pretty much on my own. Have never really had good... I have a strong banking relationship with the bank where I do my business, but they don't understand me or what I do, and the federal government has made it much more difficult of late. Are you finding that to be the case, or am I missing something?
You know, what I would say first, if your bank doesn't understand you as a small business owner, you may want to get another bank. But let me say this, and I think this is really important because I think your question is so relevant. You know, small businesses, particularly after 2008, there was a struggle for small businesses to find capital, to find resources, to grow their business. But I would say that probably over the last year or two, that trend is really changing. There's so many resources out there and organizations that are dedicated to help small businesses. Some of these have been around for many years. You know, you think about organizations like SCORE, you know, obviously, you know, the Small Business Administration.
Uh-huh.
There's been a lot of small business development centers that are popping up around the country that are solely dedicated to helping small business owners. And I'll tell you, at Fifth Third, you know, we believe this is so important that we've actually committed $7 million to these type of organizations. So I think small businesses, they're coming back.
When you say, Carlo, when you say small, you've committed $7 million, that's not to loan, because you've loaned a couple of billion to small businesses. So what's the $7 million for?
Yeah, so you're right. We lent last year over $2 billion to small businesses. The $7 million is money that we actually give to organizations to increase awareness around the resources that they have to offer
promote.
To small businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, to promote that. And also, in some cases, to lend money to small businesses as well. So some of the smaller micro businesses.
You know,
Yeah,
I'm somebody who's a serial small business guy. I've got a couple of businesses. I'm starting a little real estate business, actually, as we speak. But I find I have to do it on my own. And so I think people that find themselves in the same position as I do wonder about how to effectively grow their businesses, because the banks after 2008 have not been very open, shall we say, nobody wants to take chances anymore. And that was what we're built. Our country's built on people taking chances.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think one of the things that I'm really stressing, you know, particularly with Small Business Week, May 1st through 7th, is the opportunity for small businesses to develop relationships with, again, those local organizations, the free community resources. But I also say to develop a relationship with a banker, right, with your bank, because your banker has a lot of information that they can pass on, from a good accountant to a good attorney, but most importantly, just access to that information.
Yeah.
And particularly, like you mentioned, as a serial entrepreneur, the more relationships you have, the better.
Well, here's something. Let me just throw a kudos at this little. I've been banking at a little bank, has three offices. They don't even hardly exist anymore. And I have a lady that I've known. She's about my age, and she really is. The president of the bank is a personal friend. I like him a lot. This lady who takes care of me, she watches my accounts, and if there's something wrong, she fixes it. Sometimes she'll send me an email and say, this is what's going on. But most of the big banks don't seem to have that. How is Fifth Third, as an example, we've got about 30 seconds here, doing something different there? Because I sense that you are.
Yeah, no, we greatly appreciate small businesses. One of the things, and I lead a pretty big team here that's dedicated to small businesses, I tell my folks this, hey, we're going back to the basics. We're going back to the old way of doing banking that is one-to-one, right? It's not, websites and 800 numbers. It's one-to-one that we're going to take care of that customer.
Yeah, you have to do that. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Thank you. Kayla Gibson from the Fifth Third Bank here on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Isn't that what being an international man of mystery is all about?
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Wonderments with the music from Austin Powers from the movie Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. Number one movie this week in 1997. You got any more, Kara, from that?
Nope, that's it.
That was all there is. There ain't
loved
no more.
It,
yeah. So, Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, is there any need or desire for another Austin Powers movie?
They talked about it a few years ago, but obviously nothing's materialized. I don't know if the audience would come back or not, but I enjoyed the first three. I like the second one the best, but the franchise made a lot of money and certainly made Michael Myers a boatload of money. That when he and also when he voiced Shrek, he's made a fortune in Hollywood. He hasn't really worked much in the last 5 years.
Right? No, not at all. That's why I wondered if there was room for that thing to come back again. All right, so
I think the answer to that question is I think there is. I think there is if it's done right. Also, Demi Moore's production company backed those films, so she scored big off. Yeah, she scored big off that too.
For her. All right, well, women entrepreneurs, we love them. At 55 past the hour, Chuck Curry has movie news for us right after this.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
All right, Chuck, what's in the new movie news bag?
Captain America Civil War, Doug, which opens on May 5th, next Thursday night, tracking at a very powerful $190 million opening weekend, which basically means that the superhero movie, Doug, is alive and well, and I don't see it dissipating anytime soon. I don't know if I mentioned this, but they announced last week that Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man will make an appearance in the reboot of Spider-Man, which will be titled Spider-Man Homecoming. Marvel Enterprises has control of that property, although Spider-Man will be released by Sony Pictures. Win-win for both. Other news, Birdman co-star Emma Stone, a good actress, signing on to play Cruella De Vil in Disney's live-action version of the famed character. The movie will be titled Cruella. And on that note, Angelina Jolie has upped her deal to star in the sequel to Maleficent, also for the Disney studio. And as I said many times, Disney appears can do no wrong, and everything they touch turns literally to gold, and any actor or actress worth their weight in gold wants to be attached to these franchise properties. That's why all I do in movie news is announce the big genre films, because there's little news in the smaller film category nowadays. Really is.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking about the Tom Hanks movie that's out that I thought was kind of cute, and the Elvis Nixon movie that's kind of cute. They have there's more to them. Unfortunately, the news media, as usual, doesn't give them the exposure that they ought to get. Speaking of exposure, I noticed that Joey Pants, the actor Joe Pantoliano, is that how you pronounce his name, has been visible since the Prince death, because he apparently was hooked to Percocet as well. What does that do to his career, others who admit to that sort of thing, do you think?
I don't know. It depends on how bad the problem is, I guess, and the public perception. To me, you know, I judge the work. I don't really want to get involved in their private life unless it's something really bad.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make much difference. And he's quite a good character actor, actually. He's played a lot of good roles as a character actor. It's 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on the Daily Good Day program.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.